Chapter 1 Thor came awake with a start. One name stuck on a loop in his mind as he sat in total darkness, his breathing fast, his pulse speeding. Disoriented, he wasn't sure where he was or what had happened. It took a full minute to realize he'd been dreaming. The smell of gunfire filled his nostrils, and for a split second, he thought it was real. That someone had shot at him or near him, and that had been what had woken him from a deep sleep. The smell vanished, and he realized he'd dreamt it. Lance. Try as he might, the name wouldn't leave his head. It was as if his mind were a broken record and the needle was there, trapped on one word, one name that haunted him. Lance. 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 The loop repeated again and again in his head like a broken record until he was on the verge of screaming. Finally, it stopped, but it didn't take with it the unease he still felt. It didn't lessen the rate at which his heart was pounding, or take with it the sense that he should run. It didn't matter that the destination was unknown to him. He caught another distant trace of gunfire, and for a second, an image of a man with an automatic weapon aimed right at him flashed through his mind. Somehow he knew the man, but he had no name to go with the face. "Brother," he said, though he felt no real connection to the man. What he did know was the man had been about to shoot at him, relation be damned. As quickly as the flash in his mind came, it went, leaving the faintest of echoes remaining. His mind had become the enemy as of late. It was always playing tricks on him, even in his waking hours. There were days he questioned his sanity, and he wondered if those around him had begun to do so as well. Tossing the sweat-soaked sheets aside, he let out a long, slow breath, doing his best to calm down. He couldn't recall the details of the dream. He never could. That hadn't stopped the dreams, or rather nightmares, from happening to him nearly daily anymore. He disliked going to sleep, hating the way he felt upon waking each night. Panicked, lost, in pain, confused. His body ached as if someone had taken a bat to him. It hurt to draw in a deep breath, but he didn't know why. He wasn't injured, at least not physically. Mentally, he wasn't so sure. He did know that he'd not been attacked, yet his body felt as if he'd been through a war and emerged from the other side the loser. Absently, he rubbed his chest, coming away with sweat before moving his hand lower to his chiseled abs. Whenever he was stressed or felt the need to feed, he channeled the energy into working out. It meant his body was perfectly honed, a beautiful weapon. That was what the master, Pierre Molyneux, had taken to calling him. From the first moment he could remember, Thor had been gifted in the art of fighting and weaponry, like he'd been born that way. He'd woken up a super soldier, able to handle himself in nearly any situation. He didn't know what kind of life he'd led prior to his conversion, but since he'd been reborn part vampire, he'd been used as a weapon. And he hated it. Hated the way he was treated like property, like he was a dog whose owner was close by with a leash in hand, telling him what he could and could not do. That was what Pierre did. He barked orders at Thor, and Thor obeyed, at least to a point. Most of all, he hated the way the master watched him, with desire pouring off him in waves. As he thought about the number of pets the master took to bed with him, he cringed. Not happening. Not ever happening. He swung his legs around on the bed and sat up on the edge of the mattress, the room around him pitch black. He balled the dark gray silk sheets in his hands. The master thought he treated his pets well because he gave them the finer things, but sheets with high thread count couldn't make up for all the horrors he made them commit. Thor bent his head, doing his best to come to terms with what was happening to him. Since his return from Seattle and his scrimmage with Walter Hellmuth, a dick with a power complex who ended up being a gargoyle, Thor had been left with more questions than answers. The dreams had begun to occur